From the tiniest of critters to the most harmless of objects, Kurt's probably afraid of it. It's today's What Could Kill You, according to Kurt, on Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.
And today, what could kill you? Dumpster diving drunk vultures. That's what could kill you today. All right? They found these two vultures in Connecticut that were drunk because they had been going through a dumpster and some of the fruit cocktails that people had thrown out had fermented.
Oh.
And they came across these two vultures that were very disoriented. And these vultures are huge. They got giant wingspans. They got those, you know, the sharp pointed beaks that can peck through flesh. And they were able to slowly approach upon them, trap them.
Was the word.
You're already exaggerating.
Well, didn't you hear how he described him like pterodactyls?
Yes. Dinosaurs, they evolved into birds.
Yeah. All right.
So they were able to, you know, trap them. They needed a bunch of fluids. They gave them some IVs, which you would get when you're very drunk. And they were able to release them into the wild. So now these vultures, who have obviously a taste for booze, are out on the lam right now. And I looked up some stats here.
Look out, it's Drake Relays weekend.
But, you know, the turkey vulture here in Iowa, otherwise known as the turkey buzzard, which is a much more menacing name. Buzzard is much more, I don't know why.
Is worse than vulture?
I think so.
I disagree.
A buzzard sounds like it's all business.
Buzzard sounds small to me.
Yeah, vulture sounds more attacky. Yeah.
Buzzard sounds small. All right, maybe. Buzzard sounds more vicious, though. But yes, you're right.
Okay.
This might have happened with the dumpster diving drunk vultures. But if you startle a vulture while they're eating, they will panic and regurgitate their food.
And then so they sound like you. I'm scared.
Now, apparently, vultures don't really like attacking humans unless they're provoked, but if they're drunk, you never know what they're going to do.
Right.
I love how you sounded annoyed that they don't normally attack humans.
Well, because I don't want to be the first.
Plus, he doesn't have much of a segment here if it won't really kill you.
But with those beaks, they could get your eyes.
Yeah.
They could go for, you know, main arteries.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're laying dead in a ditch because of a vulture. Maybe even drunk.
A drunk vulture.
A drunk vulture. Feeling its alcoholic breath on you.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yeah, that's my concern in that situation. Brush your beak.
When you make it through the day alive, you can thank Kurt. Hear today's What Could Kill You, according to Kurt, on demand at star1025.com.